kicking yourself for not walking out when you could. Be a judgment. But don't you worry, son. It will all be over soon.
Anthony, give me a boy's name that starts with the letter H.
Jose.
Bobby, it's me, your daddy, Roberto.
Daddy.
Occasionally, you may hear it pronounced as Joao. It depends.
It's called Rex Quando.
Look at me now. How far we go back? Elementary, jump rope, hide and go see, pity pat, red light, green light.
Hello, you play to win the game.
You are tuned in to Straight Bet Sports on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network.
Wednesday night, just past 9 p.m. You already know what it is. I'm your host, Jose V. You are tuned in to Straight Bet Sports live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. Your home for 24/7 positive hip-hop music, culture, and of course, sports as well. Like I said, I am one part of your host here, Jose V. The other part of the host here on the show is Ian, EMB Bradford, as we like to call him. We're trying to get that nickname stuck. It ain't there yet. Quan 5'9 behind the big board doing what he does for us every single Wednesday night. We're going to try to get him to talk a little more tonight because it is open season. Yeah. And if you guys saw the title, what I mean by that, it's the end of the year. If you got things you want to get off your chest, maybe you don't like Ian. Maybe you don't like me. Maybe you miss Rob. Maybe you don't like Quan. Maybe there's something you don't like about the studio. It's okay. We're not going to get upset. This is the show. This is the time. This is the night for you to call and give us your opinions or even chime in on social media and let us know how you really feel. Right, if you don't want to call. And we'll go ahead and talk about what it is that you're posting out there. Now, all we do ask is that you do it respectfully. No bad language is allowed on the show. Everybody knows that. You've been watching this for a year and a half here now on Gorilla Cross. We've been blessed to be on this network. Then you already know there is no bad language allowed whatsoever.
Yep.
But with that being said, Ian, let's let everyone know who's bringing us here every single Wednesday night on Gorilla Cross Radio. It's our good buddy and our good friend, Joshua LaFon from Simply Vegas Real Estate.
We are brought to you by Joshua LaFon with Simply Vegas Real Estate, a realtor here to help educate current and future Las Vegas locals on selling and investing in real estate. You're probably asking yourself, educate. Yes, there's a surprising amount of adults that when it comes to real estate, don't know the right questions to ask, don't know where to start, and think they need a lot of cash to buy a house in Nevada, which simply isn't true. So Josh has decided to make it his responsibility to teach his clients what they need to know, and equally important, what they need to ask, to help ensure making their homeownership dreams a true reality. So make sure you call or text Joshua LaFon today at 702-813-0533. This has been another paid advertisement from Joshua LaFon with Simply Vegas Real Estate. Make sure you give him a call, 702-813-0533.
That's what's going on. Joshua LaFon bringing us live to you every single Wednesday night. He has been for a year and a half, so we greatly appreciate him. We've had some new faces switch up throughout the show, but it's all good. The show continues no matter what. The show must go on. So I'm going to ask you guys like I do every single Wednesday night. Press that like button. Press that share. Drop a comment in the comment section. Let us know what it is that you want to talk about tonight. Like I said, it's open season. It's like a Festivus. Most people do it during Christmas time and they do their open Festivus show and they want you to call in. We're doing it at the end of the year. After tonight, 2 days from now, the year will be over. Everyone will be celebrating. It'll be 2022. When we see you next week, it'll be a brand new year. Brand new start to everything, right? People have New Year's resolutions and all that. I'm at the point in my life now where I could care less about New Year's resolutions. I'm not New Year, new me, or in 2021 I did this, in 2022 I'm gonna do that, and this was the tune-up, and this is the Super Bowl. Get the heck out of here with that. If you want to be great and you want to do something, do it. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't talk about what you did last year or what didn't happen the year before that or any of that crap. Throw it out the window, man. Big shout out to Goose Thomas on the Facebook Live chiming in. We greatly appreciate you. Again, we are live on all Gorilla Cross Radio platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Just look up Gorilla Cross. You'll find it on there. And not only that, download the Gorilla Cross app on Apple and Android apps today. Not only is our show on there, every other show that you see on the bottom ticker here on the side, you know what I mean? They got a lot of good shows on this network. good stuff. Unnamed Sports Show.
Makes it one
you got
stop
no
shop.
Plays off sports talk with Miss Ball and D. I mean, sister network. You know, Vegas Hype Media. They got a lot of stuff there. So just check it all out, man. Support your local media out here. That's what I do. That's how I started. I'm local media. A lot of people out here help me out, support me, give me a helping hand, and just get my back. So I appreciate that. So in order for us to strive and grow and be bigger, you got to support. So we greatly appreciate you if you have been supporting. And just let your friends know that don't know about the network. Let your friends know that don't know about the show or the shows on the network. You want to give us a call tonight, 702-608-3259. That's the number to call tonight and every single night. Like I said, we want to hear from you guys. We got Rod Hill in the building. Will, what does it say? Well, win Las Vegas, okay? Thank you for chiming in on Facebook. Not sure who that is. We all win Las Vegas. Brian Aleman. What up, big dogs? Long time no see. Brian Aleman. We greatly appreciate him as well, man. Big fan of the show and also a big sponsor of the show. He sponsored a few shows a while back. He is the guy from the Las Vegas Outlaws or the American Outlaws. I'm sorry. The Las Vegas chapter. Soccer fanatics out there, man. Great stuff. If you have not followed him, make sure you follow him as well. Goose chiming in. He's saying, chilling on my Sports Wednesday, man. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have tonight. So we do want to talk about John Madden.
Yeah. I was just going to say, let's start it out with
We do want to talk sports in general, yeah. Right? But I got some things that I want to let off my chest. Like, big shout out to my daughter. If you guys see the hat, she hooked me up. She got me the hat for Christmas. I know I just keep looking at the camera, so I got to shout her out. I'm going to get some of these made. I was telling Ian, I'm going to get three of these made. So for the next three shows, once we get into the new year, we're going to be giving out one per show. I've had people ask me for hats. I've had people ask me for shirts, where they can get them. I have family members that want to support. My daughter, believe it or not, she has a Straight Bet sports shirt, bro. She wears it every single Wednesday. I don't even ask her. Used to go to school, every single Wednesday she would wear it to school. Even now that she's off and she's not going to school because she's on vacation,
yeah,
she wears it under her work shirt when she goes to work.
Supporter.
Biggest supporter. I greatly appreciate you, Samantha. I love you, baby girl. Thank you so much. But before we get into our gripes and what we're going to get off of our chest, because I want you to get some stuff off your chest too. It could be about your Eagles. Okay. It could be about personal life. It could be about something you hate about a sports franchise, okay, or just a league in general. Or just whatever may be going on in the world. I don't care. But I need you to give me some truth tonight and let it be known. Brian Aleman, big soccer stuff coming. Let's get it cracking soon. We'll get you back in the studio, my guy. You know that. We appreciate everything you've done for us. So we're going to continue to sponsor you and have you on the show with us as well. So thank you so much. The new year coming. We'll chop it up. We'll get some stuff going. But Ian, John Madden, bro. Let's jump into that real quick.
Legendary.
Crazy thing about John Madden is that even if you're someone that's never watched John Madden on TV,
you know,
right,
who he is.
You know who
you
he is.
You just say the name.
Madden.
Everyone knows.
Madden.
Everyone knows.
Madden. Bro, I was listening to it on the radio on the way here, so I'm not going to take credit for this. Like, I know the history or anything like that. But that's how you learn. You know, you listen. You
got drafted
stuff, right?
By the Eagles, by the way, in case anyone didn't know.
That I didn't know. Now, did you know that he even said that one thing that he knew about himself, yeah, was that he knew who knew him and how they knew him because of the way they greeted him. If people greeted him as, hey, coach, he knew it was someone that he coached when he was with the Raiders or when he played or whatever it was, gotcha, right? They respected him for that. So it was someone that knew him that way. When it was someone that called him Madden, he knew it was the video game.
Yeah.
If it was someone that called him, hey, John, it was someone that he worked with in the broadcasting booth, okay, or when he did broadcast.
That makes so a lot of sense. Yeah,
it's crazy how it's legendary, bro.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely legendary if you think about how this guy was known in three different contexts.
For a guy that never played, he's probably the most influential person in football history. He's done so much for the sports, so much for the athletes, so much for commentary, so much, like, broadcasting took a giant step with John Madden.
Oh, yeah.
He was the personality, the voice, right?
Bro, he worked for almost every network.
Exactly.
Like, he floated around.
it's crazy because you had commentators before, yeah, that. You had really good broadcasters as well. But John just brought this infectious personality to the booth.
Yep.
He was so knowledgeable as well. So he was one of the first ones that really explained it while he was commentary. And he set the road for everyone that does what we do, sports media, commentary. If you got into coaching because of him, he has touched the lives of so many people. It is amazing what this man has done in his career.
It so look,
boggles my mind sometimes when I think of how much he got done.
I'm going to bring up things that I remember of Madden. First of all, I remember playing Madden when I was younger, hanging out with my cousins. I'm in my late 30s now. You know that. I'm a little, you know, I'm not old, but I'm older. When I was in my like 18, 19, early 20s, I used to hang out with my cousins and we would do tournaments.
Yeah.
There'd be 20 of us, bro. Yeah. $20 per person, right?
Okay.
And single elimination. So the brackets go down as you go. But the $20 went in the pot for everyone. But if you lost, you also had to pay the person $5.
Oh,
so
damn.
As you're going, you're so also like, winning money as
so
you're getting
like
to the chip.
So it's like a survivor pool as well.
Bro,
that,
it
that's
was,
great. That's
and that's
great.
What I'm saying. And it goes to show the type of things that Madden made people do, how Madden brought people together away from the football field, how families will get together just to play a video game.
How many
people, the tournaments, bro.
How many people learn about football through Madden? I mean, it's crazy because not everyone has a father football fan in their family or mother football fan in the family. So sometimes it really is this video game that has gotten the passion sparked in young kids when they get through the game. And it's amazing because you mentioned Madden, it's EA games now, but nobody thinks of it that way. Not a single when you say Madden, all you're thinking of is John Madden.
Bro,
you have no idea.
Most people don't even know that EA. I don't play like
over.
I used to. But bro, I remember playing Madden 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, was it Nintendo 64?
the old
like,
version.
Bro, like
where the faces were all blurry.
And it's crazy because I remember playing, and I'm gonna go old school.
Yeah.
I remember playing Joe Montana play action football. You probably remember this, Quan, because you're a Niner fan, on Sega Genesis.
Uh-huh.
Bro, I used to play with the Buffalo Bills when they had Thurman Thomas as their running back. Oh, I used to kill it in that video game.
Man,
I would always go back to Madden is what I'm trying to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the end of the day, there's nothing like it. And you know what? Madden got better every single year. I remember when the ESPN football game was out, the one where they had Terrell Owens on the cover. Bro, or NFL 2K or whatever it was called. It was so popular, but yet it still didn't get to the level of Madden.
And how
Madden
many
just
people
got
have
better.
Actually made careers off of Madden even? Like, it's crazy.
Bro, guys care about their Madden rankings now.
Think
about that.
They do.
Guys
you
are
have
worried
athletes
about
that are like, I got snubbed, man. I'm not 90. I'm 99 speed.
Well,
like,
remember Devin Hester, I think. Wasn't he like the only guy to get 100 or something like that?
It was crazy fast. Michael Vick, oh my God. He was a cheat code in that game.
No, the one thing I remember about Michael Vick, though, because I used to use the Falcons from time to time when he was in that game, is if you ran with him, you got to be careful. Because half the time, he'll fumble that damn ball, bro. If he got hit, it was like, it was a fumble and it was over.
Yeah.
But if you were good with him, man.
He's a cheat code, straight up.
So some of the things being said on Facebook here, Goose chimes in. He goes, chilling on my... No, we already said that one. He goes, him... and my college head coach played college ball together. Rest in peace, Coach Roger Kelly. Rest in peace, the legendary coach, John Madden. Brian Alamon chimes in. He says he was one of what? He was one of them, if not the first Super Bowl winner to go to the booth and describe the game the way he did.
Yeah.
Goose says Cal State, San Luis Obispo. Rod chimes in as well. I'm so proud of all his ballers playing D1 basketball out in Vegas.
You know what I'm going to do? This weekend, I'm probably going to rewatch that Super Bowl between the Cardinals and the Steelers. That was the last actual commentary that he did. And I remember that Super Bowl was epic.
You know what I remember him of the booth? Him and Pat Summerall.
Okay.
I think him and I know he was with Al Michaels for a while on Monday Night Football, but him and Pat Summerall, because at that point they were two, and I'll say this because this is the only way I can say it without saying the bad word. They were two old farts at that point, if that makes sense.
Were,
and I mean that respectfully.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were two
old. Tons
older,
of knowledge between
but
the two
bro,
of them.
Bro, tons of knowledge. I remember playing the game, waiting to hear their voices because they had both of them on there. But just...
They weren't afraid of telling you what they felt either.
He used to do things that just had nothing to do with football at the time. I don't know if you remember this. There were times where he would during Thanksgiving games. Yeah. He'd be like, oh, well, we're going to see who's winning the sweat competition. And he'd circle dudes' butts, bro, to see who's sweating the most.
I do remember
because
that.
Because they would get wet and all that, right? Another crazy thing. He never flew.
Yeah.
He always took a bus.
Really?
Always took a bus.
I didn't know that.
That's why they wanted him to do Pro Bowls, bro, over and over again. He'd never do it. Everything he did was bus. He always drove a bus.
Was he just afraid of flying?
Yes, he was afraid of flying. And the first time that they did that, he was with CBS. they took Dolly Parton's travel bus that she used, rented it or whatever, tried it out, it worked, and then that's when they got the idea and said, let's have a Madden bus. He has been doing it ever since, obviously no longer, but it's crazy to think that this guy would only go to Super Bowls traveling on a bus. He would that's be in three different cities right in a week, bro.
Yeah, that's some dedication. That's a lot of travel time, a lot. So that's awesome for him.
But yeah, man, once again, you're tuning in to Straight Bet Sports live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. We are coming to you live from downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. Jose V, EMB, Quan 5'9 behind the big board. It's our end of year show, as I called it. Open season. If you guys want to call in, 702-608-3259 is the number. If you want to chime in on Facebook, social media, Twitter, YouTube, all Gorilla Cross platforms, we are on there as well. Just chime in, man. Give us a call. Let us know what it is you want to say. If there's anything you want to get off your chest, let us know as well. With that being said, I got some things that I'm going to get off of my chest.
Okay.
All right. So
let them have it, Jose.
A lot of people have been asking me for a while now what happened with Rob. So we're going to throw it out there.
Okay.
Some people are probably going to say, you're an idiot. Why are you talking about this? Let it go. Let it be said. I'm not talking crap about Rob. Let me get that 100% specifically right now. First of all, he's probably not even watching the show, so I could care less. I'm going to be honest and say the truth and say what needs to be said. So for those that keep asking and have texted me over and over again, who have seen me in public at sporting events and asked, where's Rob? What's up with Rob? Why is Rob no longer on the show? First of all, Ian's been trying to be on the show for over a year already.
Yeah,
he's been hitting me up for a long time. Even before I started on Gorilla Cross Radio, we were already talking about how does the sports stuff work. He would ask me how the podcast work, how do things like that work, right? So Ian was already in the works of possibly joining the show at one point or another, no matter what. Now, the reason why Rob is no longer on the show, we had our own little scuffle on the side, right? Our own little disagreement, whatever it may be. But you got to understand one thing. If you guys follow Ian, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, the guy's got all three. He retweets, he shares, he posts every single thing that has to do with the show. If you're a part of the show, why wouldn't you share the show? Why wouldn't you talk about the show? Why wouldn't you mention the show? Why wouldn't you let people know that are on your page what it is you're doing? You're supposed to be my brother. You're supposed to be my son's godfather. You're supposed to be my backbone, my road dog. But yet you couldn't press the share button, bro. So if we're being honest, maybe you're going to see this. Maybe someone that you know is going to see this and is going to tell you about it. Maybe your girl's going to see it. I mean, no disrespect by it. But all I'm saying is that I wish you were in this third chair. I wish it was you, me, Ian, and Quan hanging out in the studio doing our thing, bro. I've already told you and I've already messaged you and talked to you about Ian and the mind that this dude has and how much he's helped me when it comes to producing and getting ideas and topics and sports things to talk about on the show. So what I don't understand, bro, is that I know you're not a big social media person, but if you're on a show that's interviewing Division I basketball coaches, Division I football coaches, that has someone that's going to NHL games interviewing NHL coaches and players, that's interviewing UFC fighters in studio. Thanks to Quan, because I'm going to give credit where credit is due. We got Chaos Williams in the studio because of Quan. But you couldn't share those big times that we had in the studio, right? Those are the type of things that you got to have somebody's back on no matter what, regardless of the fact. You have to do what is right. Ian, I appreciate you, and I'm not comparing you to Rob or anyone else, but I appreciate what you've done. Since day one, before I even had you on the first show, when we talked about having you on the show, you said, how can I get sponsors? How does that work? How do I set up my social media accounts? What do you want me to do? Every time you set up a flyer, send it to me so I can also post it and share it. This, and that. You've been on Twitter with me, gaining your own followers, doing your own posts, going at it with people on Twitter, which is amazing because that's what you need to do to grow your following.
Twitter's a crazy place, by the way.
But you mentioned the show.
Yeah.
So again, my gripe is, and I'm letting it out, to end the year, to start the year fresh. I love Rob, and I'm going to let that be known 100%. He's my son's godfather. I lived with Rob at one point when I had nowhere to go. He opened his door without hesitation, so I will never forget that. Rob is family to me, and Rob will tell you, he has no family in Vegas outside of me. because none of his actual blood family is here. Me and him have been like this for a long time, and I hope to continue that. Have we drifted a bit? Of course. Is he no longer here? Duh. Do I hope to have him back on the show one day and join us and have some good times? Of course, it'd be amazing. Why not? But again, when you were here, you didn't do enough. I know it's not about money. It's not about finances. But if you were part of the show, you wanted to be a part of the show, you wore the shirt to almost every single show, why couldn't you share and talk about the show? That's all I have, pretty much. Ian, what you got, man?
First off,
I know it's hard to top that, by the way, but you know.
First off, big shout out to you, Jose. Like you said, I've been...
Big shout out to Melissa Ferris from Girl Chat Sports. Sorry, I just saw her chime in. She's just popped in on the Facebook feed. And Frank Greco, he knows, Rob. So I'm pretty sure he was a little entertained by that. But anyways, go ahead, Ian.
Big shout out to you. Like I said, I appreciate the opportunity. I have been trying to start my own podcast as well as get little pointers, tips, how to get into sports media for a very long time. I'm so blessed to actually have this opportunity now. I do plan on taking the most of this opportunity because it is a hard thing to get into sports media if you don't have the people in your life to actually kind of point you where to go, what to do, what bubbles to follow. Because there is definitely a benefit of, like, on Twitter being in a certain bubble, like a certain group of people, because they're going to help you get followers. They're going to give you little pointers on the show. You can watch their shows. Most of them are podcasters as well. So it's fascinating what we've been able to accomplish so far since I've joined this show. So I didn't know Rob. Seems like a great guy. Like you said,
I like how Quan just laughs in the background.
I mean,
after
like you
what
said,
I said, it's kind of hard to believe.
Like you said, it would be great to have him in the show, on the show again. But I appreciate everything that you do for the show as well as having me on.
Yeah, my man, it's been fun, bro. Look, and like I said, the last couple months that I've had you on the show, that we've been doing this, it's been amazing. It's been awesome. You helped me out a lot because I've always needed someone that can help me come up with ideas and come up with topics. And I get that about Rob and myself. He's busy. We work in an industry where we're busy 24/7. We're customer service related. You know, we're retail. We work with cell phones. We work with people all day. So it's hard sometimes. I get that. So I never blamed him for that. You know what I mean? But bro, you come up with stuff. You hit me up throughout the week. Hey, we talked about, hey, man, you see this? Hey, I want to talk about this. Hey, oh my God, this. And just, everything is relevant.
Yeah. Just so everyone knows, by the way, I work after the show.
And he sleeps all day. I'm talking about during the day.
I wish.
Sleeping Beauty over here.
I wish I slept all throughout the day. But I do have a toddler. He's 3 years old. My best friend in life. But it's a challenge sometimes when you work graveyard and you're taking care of them during the day. They want to play. You want to have the energy to play. So it's a lot. But I made a commitment to you when I said that I'd do this show, so I do try my very best on this show. And like I said, thank you for having me, Jose. Many more years to come, hopefully.
Quan, can I request a song if possible? And I know you have it because we've heard it on the show before.
It's going to be a love song because you guys are like...
Yeah, it might be. We might have to hold hands here over the camera. Okay. No, The Art of Storytelling 2, I believe it is, by Outkast. That's, I don't know, I feel like listening to that song right now. But anyways, you did have some stuff that you did want to talk about.
Absolutely. So
give me one of them.
First off, I want to call this snubbed or robbed, right? Pro Bowl rosters came out a couple weeks ago, and there are players on there that just make zero sense to be on there, first off. And then there are players that aren't even alternates that are probably going to make the All-Pro list this year, which is crazy to me. There are, for instance, Lane Johnson, one of the best right tackles in the NFC in the game right now. If not second best, third best, whatever, he should have at least been an alternate. Didn't get a list. You have Jordan Mailata. This guy hasn't played football for 4 years. Like, he never knew, like, he learned the game of football through the coach that drafted him, right? So he's starting left tackle, and he's been phenomenal. He's moving guys day in, day out. He should be he should be a Pro Bowler.
Okay.
All right. But there are some outrageous ones. Matthew Stafford. He got robbed. Let's just put it out there. He has easily.
I think Quan's going to disagree with you.
Okay. So you're saying that Kyler Murray, who's one, missed some games, right? Mm-hmm. But also, without D-Hop, has looked like a completely different quarterback sometimes, right? Yes, Stafford's looked different without
Robert Woods.
But at the same, you can't deny his explosiveness on that field.
Who?
Stafford. How many 50-yard bombs daily, weekly, does he throw?
So who are you taking out?
Kyler Murray. So it's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Kyler Murray. Or even as an alternate, I'm liking what I'm seeing growth-wise from Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts made the Pro Bowl as an alternate over Matt Stafford. If you don't want to take Kyler out, put Stafford in as an alternate. So then what do you think it is?
They don't want to have two guys from the same division?
It's possible. It's very possible you don't want to have two guys from the same division. It's also very possible that it's a popularity contest, and it really comes down to what players have played with different players.
Gotcha.
Who's actually retweeting this, right? Because you have the player's side, you have the fan side, and then you have the writer's side, right?
So wait, that's the one thing I don't know. What's the biggest percentage of the vote? Is it the fan, the players, the coaches?
Fans is a third.
Okay.
And then I believe coaches and players are make up the other two, right? So it might not be coaches, it might be writers. I'm not entirely sure of the makeup. I do know that players do chime in on it.
See, though. I want to know how the writers now, get picked. Like, yeah. Is this specific to who you work for?
I think,
or is
a little
it based
bit of
off
that.
Of something that you have to apply for? You know what I mean? Like, how does that work?
There have been players, like for instance, Pat McAfee, a couple of years ago, said that a lot of times.
I love Pat McAfee.
I do too. He's doing great things. Shout out to him. He just signed a big deal with FanDuel. He's been doing a lot of stuff like that. But he came out, I want to say a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. He was talking about how sometimes with these Pro Bowl votings and stuff like that, all pro votings, it's literally you're at your locker, they're passing around a piece of paper right after a bad loss or a bad win or a good win. And sometimes you're just like, screw it. Like, you know what I mean? So
get away from me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're just like, all right, this guy. So sometimes that has to do with it. But like, for instance, there are plenty of guys that are probably going to make the All-Pro this year that weren't even listed as alternates on the Pro Bowl. And I understand that it's kind of like a consolation prize to play in the Pro Bowl. And I understand that it is a little bit of a popularity contest. But this is my thing. When we start holding players to Pro Bowls, to All-Pros, when we're talking about Hall of Fame.
Well, you got to understand that. Hold on. I don't want to cut you off. But you do got you do know that. And it's just in the NBA and everywhere. It's the same thing. These all pro teams and all that, that's all tied into contracts as well.
Oh, yeah.
Or when, like, in the NBA, guys are looking
you
for Supermax.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, for
and
instance,
it's crazy
when,
how it's gotten to that.
For
Think
instance,
about
when
that.
Richard Sherman went to the 49ers and he did his own
It was all
agent
incentive
went,
based, right?
It was all incentive based. Make Pro Bowl this year, all pro this year, blah, 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 blah. So when it's tied into contracts, when we have to come up with a better system. I don't know what the system is. Maybe one of our callers knows a better system to go to. But when we're talking about you end up bringing up Pro Bowls, all pros, when you're talking about Hall of Fame, right? And it's not fair that it's a popularity contest when you're talking about these things. These players put their heart and soul into the game of football, and they do their very best to perform week in and week out. And you're talking about, oh, they're fan liked. Oh, they're liked by other players. Okay, well, why isn't it just based off of what their performance on the field is?
Let me get a
you
comment
got Creed
in here.
Humphrey, real quick. You have Creed Humphrey, right? He's in the AFC.
Okay.
He's a rookie this year.
Okay.
He is the highest graded center in all of football.
But yet no looks.
No looks. Not even an alternate. Corey Lindsey, who is having a phenomenal year, by the way, for the Chargers, he is starting for the AFC.
That's why I like having this guy on the show, because this guy's a walking encyclopedia when it comes to lineups and rosters. I don't know everyone, but once he starts talking, okay, I know this guy, I know that. But it's like, you just know everyone like freaking by name, which is awesome.
I try my best.
I do want to chime in on what Goose Thomas said, which ties to what you're talking about.
Okay.
And then what I said about the NBA, and you're talking about the Pro Bowl selections. He says, I don't take the NBA All-Star game nor the Pro Bowl selection seriously. Mm-hmm. When those All-Pro list comes out, we can discuss it. I kind of agree with that.
Absolutely.
Give me the All-Pro list and show me who really matters at the end of the season.
Yeah. Now, yeah, and I agree. We'll revisit this. If they get snubbed on the All-Pro list too, that's a little bit different.
And that's like in baseball, bro. Think about it. And the reason they let fan voting control so much. Dude, I'll never forget this. This was way before I even moved to Vegas. There was a guy named Lyle Overbay. He used to play for the Milwaukee Brewers. I remember I was at a Dodger game, and we were sitting there, and there were guys next to us from Milwaukee. They had stacks of ballots. I am not lying to you, bro. Throughout the whole game, they're sitting there punching the ballot for Lyle Overbay. The whole game. They must have done like 1,000 ballots. Easy.
And that's what I'm saying. You can retweet, you can re-vote, it's like manipulating it.
And you can vote
1,000 times for a pro. So, I mean, I guess it's a little bit on fans as well, but you can literally sit there at your computer, just click in the vote button. Vote.
Yeah, man.
And it will help out them getting the Pro Bowl. So
Goose says, I got tickets to the Pro Bowl, by the way. Hey, that's what's up, my man. Enjoy it. I'm trying to get to the Pro Bowl, so we'll see if we can make that happen, but that'd be fun. I'll be there tomorrow night, though. Arizona State taking on Wisconsin. That should be a good game. Let's go ahead and move on over to the college football side of things. We'll talk about that game here real quick, real shortly. Both teams going 8-4. I was there today at the press conference. I got to ask Herm Edwards, which I'm going to act like a fan right now, okay? You could judge me. You can make fun of me. I don't care. I'm a Jets fan. Remember that?
Yes.
Herm Edwards used to be the coach of the Jets. So the fact that I got to ask him a question today, to me, was pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, all right, you know, like that's pretty awesome. I got to ask the guy a question. But anyways, I got to ask him a question, and he actually took and ran with the question, which is awesome. Gave me a lengthy answer. It wasn't just like, uh-huh, this, that, yeah, thank you, bye, and called it a day. I basically told him, like I told you, I basically asked him a betting question without bringing up betting because Mark Wallington, I didn't want him to come up and be like, Jose, you're not supposed to be talking betting with D1 players, blah, blah, blah. So like when I got the mic, I'm like, Coach, you know, Jose V, Gorilla Cross Radio, both teams coming in 8-4 into this game, right, into this bowl game, but yet you guys are the underdog. I didn't mention the points, but I just said you guys are the underdog. Is this added motivation for you guys, you know, going into this game? In short, to kind of paraphrase what he said, he basically said, you know, there's always going to be an underdog.
Yeah.
We just happen to be that one. You know what I mean? We know what we have to do. We got to go in there. And Jaden, the quarterback, what was his name? Jaden Daniels, I think it was, or something like that.
I think so.
He looks, honestly, just from speaking to him and speaking to the guys from Wisconsin, Wisconsin didn't have their quarterback out when they were doing the media conference, but to see the confidence in Arizona State's quarterback, the way he was talking to the media, his face,
confidence,
his smile.
Is everything at the quarterback position. Everything.
I like Arizona State in this game.
You do?
6-point underdog. And here's the thing. They're home, technically.
Yeah.
What have we been talking about all year with Mike? Prime time home dog. So technically, Arizona State's a home dog. Yeah. And not only that, this isn't Arizona State's first time with Herm Edwards in this game. They played Fresno State a few years back. I was at that game. Fun game to watch. But different now.
Yeah.
We got a Big Ten team, right? Yeah. Big Ten team coming out here, which is huge. Brand new stadium, Allegiant Stadium.
How great is that, by the way, we're actually getting bowl games now and Pro Bowls and Super Bowls coming in 2024.
Yeah, bro.
Like, as much as
Pro Bowl,
like,
Super Bowl,
exactly,
I mean,
like
draft.
it is amazing the strides in a very short amount of time that Vegas has made to really become a sports city, because that's what we are now.
Oh yeah,
and it's fantastic to watch,
bro. We are literally, and everybody says it on TV. You know what I mean? It's been said now, but I've been saying it for years, bro. When the Golden Knights first got here, before everything else started growing, I said, we are officially the sports and entertainment capital of the
world.
People would always say Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, the entertainment capital.
You're starting to get other pundits actually saying the same thing.
Exactly.
So it's not just us being homers being here and saying, oh, we're the best.
It's the truth.
It is the truth.
It's the truth.
There's more entertainment. There's more sports things that you can do in this city when you come and visit. It's just a great atmosphere for a sports town now.
Bro, so, and not only that, think about this. We're going to have the Super Bowl here, right?
Yep.
People already flock here for the Super Bowl as is.
Yeah, I think when do tickets start?
That I don't know. We got to look that up.
Probably a year and a half out. I can't see them starting to sell it like right away. But
so we're gonna make a sign for you so you can stand outside Allegiant, see if Mark Davis sees you, so we can hook up the show with some tickets. you gotta pay your dues.
Pay my dues. Okay. go to the airport. I'll pick up Mike Davis next time. Sorry that it happened to you. I saw that you tweeted that
two minutes away from your bags got stolen.
That's no fun.
Mike called me and told me what happened. He's like, bro, literally, I walk in and I walk out. My stuff is gone. He goes, we chased the guy down, though, and we followed him, and we found him, and we got our stuff.
Did he get his stuff back?
So if you guys don't follow head coach Mike Davis of the Vegas Nighthawks,
check him out
on Twitter. He posted what was happening. He called me. He's like, bro, we got the guy. We found him. We chased him down, and we got our stuff back. He's up at a ski lodge right now, at a wedding, having a good time. He should be back in the next couple of days. So big shout-out to Mike Davis, man. Happy holidays all the way from Canada. Once again, you're tuning to Straight Bet Sports Live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. We are coming to you live from downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. Jose V, EMB, Quan 59, chopping it up here tonight. If you want to give us a call, 702-608-3259 is the number to call. We got about 20, 22 minutes left here. We got to talk bowl games.
Real quick.
We got to finish bowl games.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
We're going to jump into those.
A couple of weeks ago, we said that we really loved Michigan.
Correct.
How are you feeling going into the game? 2 days away.
So I'm glad you brought that game up first, because I think Cincinnati Alabama is the game we should talk about last, right? The Georgia Michigan game, it's still an interesting game to me, because I don't understand how you have a Michigan team that did what they did to get to where they're at, but yet you have a Georgia team that lost to an Alabama team that a lot of people were kind of thinking they were on their way out in a way. And weren't looking that good.
Michigan has to face adversity and grind.
Correct. And a lot of people were saying that Alabama was a team that wasn't looking that great going into that Georgia matchup. Oh, Georgia was going to smash them. Yep. No one's been able to touch Georgia all year. They annihilated. Bryce Young and that offense just annihilated that defense and proved that Georgia wasn't that great. So I think that this game, because of what Michigan did to Ohio State, right? Because of what Georgia was unable to do against Alabama, makes this probably the more intriguing matchup, I would say, because I think a lot of people are going to be jumping on Alabama saying they're just going to murder Cincinnati. Cincinnati's playing nobody. We're going to talk about that one yet. We're going to talk about that one next.
I love Michigan
in this matchup.
I have more faith in the Michigan quarterback than I do in the Georgia quarterback.
Yes.
And I have equal faith in that both defenses. Both defenses play amazingly. Michigan's D-line, in my opinion, is a little bit stronger than Georgia, whereas their linebacker core, their cornerbacks are a bit better. So it's definitely an interesting matchup. However, I do feel like it will come down to if Michigan can play mistake-free football, I think they have this in the bag.
Okay.
Right? But it is going to take...
But it's easy to say that.
It is easy to say that. Don't mess up
and you'll be all right.
But I do feel like Michigan's D-line is going... Especially Aiden Hutchinson is going to overpower that O-line for
Georgia. I think the run game is going to be the difference for Michigan.
I think Michigan's run game is sick. It's very good. There's a couple of their O-line players. I don't have the name off the top of the head.
There are some O-line players that are great. Michigan's run game is great. And I'm glad you said it. Their O-line is what makes that run game amazing, bro.
Yep.
I just, after what Alabama was able to do, I know they threw the ball more than anything. They were still able to run the ball decently against Georgia. We heard a lot about Georgia's front line and how great they were and how much of a brick wall they were.
Their linebacker core is very, very strong. They have two linebackers that are probably going to be in a first-round pick.
Bro, so I like Michigan in this game.
Yeah.
I think the key for Michigan in this game, first, solidify that run game.
Yep.
You solidify that run game, control the ball, control the clock,
keep Georgia's offense off the field and beat down that defense again, get them mentally. Because think about it. They just lost to Alabama. You start hitting this team in the mouth in the first quarter right away, that Alabama game comes back in their mind, bro. Think about that.
Alabama's offense is heads and tails, way, way over. Heads and shoulders.
I agree 100%, but still.
But they don't have the defense that Michigan does. Correct. So if you can keep that offense cold, as they say, right? So they can't get in a rhythm, I definitely like Michigan's chances here. And I would definitely take them on the points. I forget what the points are. I think
so
it's
right now,
six
Michigan stands at a 7.5-point underdog. But check this out. 70% of the money's on Michigan. So everyone's listening and riding with what we're saying. A lot of people
I think right now they're the favorite
underdog. Check this out. Check this out, though. That 70% is tickets, right? Yep. Against the spread. Yep. But they're also riding with them to win, bro. People think that 79% of the money line tickets are on Michigan. So I just shows you that everyone believes not only will Michigan cover, but they're going to win this game. Yeah. People don't only think they're going to cover and lose. They think they're going to win outright. Yeah.
Now,
so that's going to be a great one.
Georgia, if you really are as good as you have to make this a statement win.
Yes.
You cannot just barely squeak by. You have to blow them out.
Dominate Michigan on both sides of the ball.
Both sides of the ball.
Automatically.
If you really want to be respected like that as a Power 5 club, you got
to
do it.
Bro, after what Alabama did to you, you need to do something like that a team like Michigan.
Exactly.
Because a team like Michigan would be your first legitimate win all season.
Yep.
Let's get that right. They don't have a legitimate win.
No,
I don't care what anyone says. They say the first game of the season, they beat the number 3 team or whatever it was.
Nobody had film on them.
Trash. Trash. Yeah. Nothing. But anyways, let's move on to the next game.
Alabama-Cincinnati. Alabama, all the way.
Undefeated. Yeah. Cincinnati, obviously 13-0. Christian, big shout out to you, my man. You know what I mean? I always go Bearcats. Go Bearcats. Go Bearcats. That's for my guy, Christian. But it's going to be an interesting game to watch. It's going to be a fun game to watch.
It's been a very long time, if ever, that I've seen anyone as talented as Bryce Young. You know me. I am super big on the kid.
Are you talking about? You talking about me? Come on. Get out of here.
I never talk great about
Alabama quarterbacks, and I'm high on this kid.
I've never heard you talk really great about any quarterback, to be honest.
If you are listening, if there is any way that this guy could ever fall to the Jets, bro, I would be in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much I'm in love with this kid.
I like Jalen Hurts, but if we can somehow get Bryce Young, pull the trigger, Howie.
Pull the trigger. Pull it.
Get, ship Hurts wherever he needs to go, and let's get Bryce Young.
So I know we just finished off on the Michigan game, but Goose chimed in on that one. He goes, I like Michigan for some reason.
Yeah.
We're talking Alabama, so I can throw his Alabama comment in here now because I wanted to hold off on that one. He says, Bama may win, but I don't think they roast Cincinnati. This program has been good for a long time now. Bama better come out and play. Now, technically, didn't Cincinnati go undefeated last year or had one loss or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. So they've been good 2 years. Have been good. And so Ritter has his moments. He has his moments, but for me, it's the consistency of Ritter. That's going to make a big difference. So I think this is going, I like the over on this because I really do think it's going to go back and forth.
Okay.
And this is the thing, though. Alabama is going to be able to stay on the field longer than Cincinnati, mainly because they also have a established run game.
Okay.
And they have a very good O-line. So Young is going to have time back there because Cincinnati's defense is not Georgia, not even close.
Goose just said,
it's going to go back and forth. It's going to be kind of like a shootout kind of feel to the game. And I just don't think that Cincinnati is going to be able to quite keep up with Alabama.
Check this out, though. And Goose just read my mind because I've been thinking about this for a while now. And I literally just thought it now. And he said this right now. He goes, they have a great team speed. There's a reason Ohio State never schedules them, fellas. And that's true. Ohio State never schedules Cincinnati. They're not stupid because they know Cincinnati's that team that can surprise take that win from you. So, look, I'm going to go out on a limb here, okay? I like Bryce.
Yeah.
I'm not an Alabama guy, though, so you know I will root against Alabama. Yeah. I love Bryce. I love what they did. I love what they did against Georgia. But for some reason, bro, something.
I'm taking Cincinnati on the points here, 13, but I like the 13. Alabama That's to good. Win.
Because 74% of the money is on Alabama. So you got to take the points the other side. I get that.
I'm taking the points on Cincinnati, but I love Alabama to win this game.
There's something about Cincinnati, bro, that I think they want to come out and make. You said it with Georgia. I think Cincinnati's the team that needs, and not only needs, but wants to come out and wants to make that statement and say, We belong here. We're here. Stop giving us disrespect and show us some respect.
I'll put it this way. They win against Alabama, right? What's the schedule look like next year? They are going to get some Power 5 teams. They are going to get a tougher schedule because people will actually start putting respect on their name if they can come out and beat Alabama.
Yep.
However, I like Bryce Young too much. I really do believe that kid is special. And I think that no moment is too big for him. And I think he's going to come out swinging. And I know that they're missing one of their key players in Mechie, but...
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. Kyle Williams.
I think they'll be okay. Williams is fast. We'll see. Like, he might be... He might be faster than Waddle, I think.
So let's get off of this one. You got Michigan. Right,
I got Michigan.
You got Alabama.
Yep.
We're not talking about points. Just talking about winning. You got Alabama. Go Bearcats, Chrissy, and I'm taking the Bearcats.
I know you don't like Alabama, so you definitely want them to lose here.
So check this out. Check this out. I think Alabama's going to win.
Yeah.
But I'm taking Cincinnati. I'm saying Cincinnati is going to beat Alabama and make the statement that needs to be made. See, there you go, Chris. There you go. Okay? I said it, and I mean it. I'm not just saying it for you.
I think Cincinnati's going to do it. I think if they keep it close, though, they still get the respect that they deserve.
All right, so
I really do.
We got to flip the switch, though. But before we do, we got one more sponsor on the show. Obviously, you already know who it is. You already know what it is. It's the guy that keeps me fresh, keeps me clean, keeps my son and my family fresh and clean cut when they need a cut. He is none other than Eric Navarro. From 9 Them Up by Eric, our personal borrower, hit him up at 702-884-8138. And on IG at Line Them Up by Eric, as you see right there on the screen. Eric, greatly appreciate you, my guy. He just hit the big 4-0 a few weeks ago. I was hanging out with him. Great guy, man. Not only is he my barber, not only is he my partner here on the show, but he is also a friend, and I'm glad to call him that. Thank you for being a big part of the show these last couple months. We look forward to for you continuing with us into this next new year. So again, if you need a cut, you need to get cleaned up, hit up Eric, get your appointments for the new year, 702-884-8138, and on IG, I Line Them Up by Eric, as you see there on the screen. But Ian, we got about 10 minutes, bro, so we got some time to talk a little bit of some NFL.
We can
talk some games, but we got to run through it.
Yep.
So we can't get stuck. Weekend, though. And then we can also jump into our picks of the week. I think I had the Jets last week, didn't
I? You did. I was wrong.
What did they call it? The Wilson Lawrence Bowl or whatever the hell they were calling it.
Interception Bowl.
Yeah, the Interception Bowl. But anyways, look.
You know what crazy stat?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence actually has not thrown a touchdown. He's thrown one touchdown in 8 weeks. I don't even know how that's possible.
The guy's got 9 touchdowns all season, and people were talking high about this guy in our spaces earlier in the year. And I'm like, you guys are talking about generational talent. Yeah. I get that he's a generational talent, but people were putting this guy on a pedestal like he was going to come out and break records. No. Especially not with a guy like my good old Urban Meyer, the homie Urban. But anyways, you know he wasn't going to succeed early. I hope he does eventually now because he's got that trash out of the way.
Speaking of which, the Jaguars just, real quick,
the
Jaguars just announced they have an interview with Doug Peterson on Thursday.
Okay,
reached out to Jim Caldwell
as
well.
I
love Caldwell. I'd actually take Caldwell over Peterson.
Yes.
They have reached out to a couple others, Kellen Moore, Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn has already said that he's going to turn it down, at least for now.
Honestly, bro, I'm telling you, I think Jim Caldwell was the best to get for that spot.
I think if you should have
never got fired from Detroit.
He should have never gotten fired.
Never.
His pedigree for being able to turn really talented quarterbacks into otherworldly quarterbacks is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, Peyton Manning, there are a lot of people that have had their best years with Caldwell.
Yep.
So he is a quarterback guru. That's who I would love.
That's who Trevor Lawrence needs. Right,
exactly.
Now.
That's who he needs. I would someone love that can control
the quarterback and not worry about everything else. Hire the right coordinators. Get
develop
the right guys.
Him properly. Exactly.
Jim Caldwell is
whether
the guy.
Or not you're winning, you need to develop him properly. So even if
I'm stating my case for Jim Caldwell, I think Jim Caldwell is the guy.
I think that's who they should hire. You know how I feel about Doug Peterson. We don't have time for that tonight. So
we don't have enough time on the show.
We don't have enough time for that, but it's going to be interesting. Definitely.
All right, so let's get into some games here. I definitely want to talk about the first game, the Raiders and the Colts.
Okay.
Obviously, that game is very interesting because Raiders need to win, right?
I want so Raiders to win so badly, but I you said it earlier before the show. I agree with you. I think they're not going to miss a step with Ellinger.
Yeah.
That whole offense runs through that O-line and JT. Now, I think they still are missing a couple of players on that O-line. I think Nelson might still be out, and I think their center might be out. I forget his name.
But like I told you before the show,
even
if they can
game,
control the run game, right?
Yep.
And that defense stays stout
and
the
Leonard
way they've been
playing.
Leonard
is playing at all pro level. Yes. And not to mention, JT is just going ham. It doesn't matter who's in front of him. Last week, he was missing four starters and on that O-line.
Still
and, and he still had
domination.
Over 100 yards.
Domination.
So I don't like it because Eagles have their pick. However, they're probably going to win.
So I'll be honest with you. I like the Colts in this game.
Yeah.
I honestly do not think that the Raiders stand a chance, even if Sam Ehlinger plays this game. If Carson Wentz is out, I don't see them missing a beat. Yeah. I watched some of the
it's
film.
It's not even confirmed that he's going to be
correct.
Out.
I've watched some of the film before.
Yeah.
I watched the way this team plays offensively.
They're the hottest
Carson
team.
Wentz, and I say this respectfully, Carson Wentz is like Baker Mayfield. And what I mean by that, he's as good as his run game.
Exactly.
And let's be real.
Is a very talented game
how
manager.
How bad has
and I'm probably
Baker
the first
looked
person
without
that
a run
has
game?
Ever said that.
How good has Carson looked with a run game?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So the fact that you're bringing in a guy with like Ehlinger that doesn't have to come in and be the guy because you already have the guy behind you.
Lots
you just
got to
control. You just
got to
control the game.
That run game.
You got to look at that wristband and call the plays and call it a day.
Yep.
The defense knows what they have to do. And I'm sorry, Raider fans. I know I wear a Raider hat from time to time. But I don't trust Derek Carr in this type of situation.
No.
Towards the end of the season, must win game against a team that is not only trying to make the playoffs, is trying to still win their division.
Yeah.
Think about that.
And they might make more than that. I mean, the Colts are so good that it is really quite possible that they represent the AFC in the Super Bowl this year. The reason why I say that is because if you look at teams that get hot and the way that they're getting hot, the fact that it's a run game, nobody can stop it.
Okay.
And come playoff time, especially if they win their division, it might be an Indy, it might be cold. They can really shock. Now, I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying they could.
Okay.
If they remain hot, JT continues his dominance, that's a team to watch out for, especially even if they get in the wild card spot. That's definitely a team to watch out for to make some noise in the playoffs.
All right. We got about 5 minutes now. So we only got to talk about one game, but that's fine. It's an important game. And it's a local game, so we got to talk about local action. Correct.
Implications for both
injuries,
sides.
All kinds of stuff. So we got to talk about that local game. So we got that one out the way. But let's get into our picks of the week.
Okay.
I had the Jets last week.
Yes.
They came through in the Wilson versus Lawrence Bowl. Thank God you guys finally won a game. Who was your pick last week?
I don't want to talk about it.
You sure? Did you lose? Is that why?
Badly. The Chargers let me get down. My pick was the Chargers.
Okay.
I had them at 10.5.
Okay.
The line went all the way up to minus 12.5.
Okay.
And the Texans not only covered, but they doubled that. They could have,
So I'm gonna start.
Bad for me. They could have been minus 12.5, I think.
I'm gonna start it off tonight. All right. So last week, I gave you guys a bonus pick, remember, towards the end of the show. I said Niners are going to annihilate the Titans, this, this, and that. I still like the Niners.
I still do.
My betting app didn't, which I ended up betting the Titans on the money line. I did take them. For some reason, I decided to switch it up and take the Titans on the money line.
Primetime home dogs.
Correct. And I have the text message to prove it. I texted Mike, and he's like, yep, he already knew.
Yeah.
But anyways, I like the Niners this week.
Who do they play
They play the Texans. They're at home. Okay. They're minus 12.5, but here's the thing. I see this being a situation where people are going to look at this game and go, oh, the Niners just lost. Oh, they're not really going to cover, but they'll come out and win. The Texans aren't that bad. They can still put up points. Davis Mills, yada, 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 right? This is going to be a game like the Cowboys-Washington game, I think. I think the Niners are going to come out and just completely annihilate this
team.
They want
to establish themselves.
Correct. They still need to win this game. Not only that, this is a game that you need to come out and look great in this game. You can't come out and beat this game by a field goal and win by a backdoor cover and the other team covers completely and you take that L on that side of the spread, right? But the Niners are going to come out and I think they're going to just come out and they're going to dominate. I think Debo is just going to have a monster game. I think they're going to solidify the run first. Call me crazy. I think the run's going to be big for this team. Jimmy G is not going to be in, right? Nope. I believe Trey Lance is playing. No, I thought Lance.
Jimmy G is still playing?
Yeah, I thought I heard Lance was playing on the radio.
What does Jimmy G have to break for them to put Trey Lance in?
I swear, I heard on the radio that Trey Lance was playing.
Throwing hand?
But I like
that. They said Jimmy G is still available and should be ready.
Okay. There we go. So here's the thing. Whether Jimmy G plays or not. Whether Jimmy G plays or not, I like the Niners in this game. I think the Niners win.
If Jimmy G plays, I do not like the Niners in this game.
All he has to do is hand off the ball like he did in the playoffs.
That's it.
Okay.
I think the Niners win by 17. Okay. That's my prediction.
Annihilate.
They're favored by 12.5. I think they win by 17 easily. I think Texas maybe score 10 points, if that. So that's my pick of the week. What you got, Ian?
So this week and next week, I'm going to give two picks since I came in week 3 of the show. That way I can get that record up to like your record. You know what I mean? Not as much losses because, you know, if you've been following the show, I've been making money. If you've been betting against Jose, he's been making money. But I love the Rams minus 4.
Okay.
They are playing the Ravens.
Okay.
It's Lamar's not playing. He was spotted at practice. He had a noticeable limp.
Sosa's favorite player.
It might be Tyler Huntley, who I really like. Or it could be Josh Johnson again.
He looked good.
But either way, I think the Rams, they're in a position to try to steal that number one seed spot. So they're going to be playing their heart out these next two games. So I really like the Rams here, minus 4. I think that's a great line. And I think they take care of business. Now, my other one is actually Jacksonville plus 15.5 against New England. Now, it is in Foxborough.
Bro, were you smoking before you came into the show tonight or what?
Minus 15.5. Okay.
Really?
Really.
I think this is going to be another one of those games like we just said. I think they're going to come out and kill them.
Other than the Jets, who have the Patriots actually fully blown out?
But it's the Jaguars, bro. This is like the Patriots. Okay. This is like the Patriots playing UNLV. I mean, let's be real. Like this, bro, they're going to kill this team.
They will win probably by 14 points.
All right, we'll see.
They're going to play. But you're talking about 15.5 points. You're just saying that they're going to win by 16 points? I can't see it.
We'll see, my guy.
I can't see it.
But we're at the end of the show already. I know time flies by when you're having fun. Clock is ticking. It's like the shot clock. 3, 2, 1. Game time. The ball is going to be dropping here soon, too. A few days from now, guys. All I got to say is that I hope you guys have a safe and a happy new year, man. If you go out, be smart. Be safe. Don't drive. Don't drink. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be smart. If you're somewhere close, get a hotel room. Stay on the strip. Stay at Fremont. Be smart, man.
If you're an NFL player, use that black car.
Please make that damn phone call. Don't make a mistake. But hey, bro, any final thoughts to end the new year or anything you want to say before we get going tonight?
Like you said, we're going to try to give out a couple of merchandise over the next week. So make sure that you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're on all of them. Even we're on Linktree if you want to just listen to the podcast. We are going to try. We've been kind of bad about it, but we are going to try to do more Twitter spaces. So make sure that you follow myself, ENB_sports, as well as Jose underscore, right? Volante.
Yep.
And make sure you follow us every week. We're going to be here. So making you money, hopefully.
So to end the year, I just want to say thank you to each and every one of my and our followers here on the show. We greatly appreciate you guys. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't keep going. We wouldn't have the viewership and the sponsorship that we do. So we greatly appreciate you guys chiming in. Frank Greco chimes in and he says, Happy New Year. Love the show. We greatly appreciate you, my guy. Thank you so much for the kind words. Primo Eddie, Goose Thomas, Chris Wynn, everybody that chimes in every single week, even people that hit me up outside of the show, that text me, that let me know that they love it, that they watch it, that they appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything, man. If it wasn't for you guys, again, we wouldn't be here. I sound like a broken record, but it is the truth. The year has come basically to an end now, a few more days. I'm going to be chilling at home. I don't go anywhere for New Year's at all.
I'll be at work.
I'm always at home. I know you'll be working, doing those late night stuff, but I'm grateful for everything that happened this year. There was some ups, there was some downs, but you know what? A year ago, like the song says, KJ 52, was that what it is? Perfect. Just want to give the shout out to the right person. Just like the song says, a year ago, last year was tough. This year that's just finished was tough, but it was manageable.
It is better.
You know what
it
I mean? So better. I just want to say thank you to God for allowing me to have everything that I do have right now in life. And allowing me to go through everything that I did go through. My ups, my downs, my trials, my tribulations. Thank you, God. Because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be the man that I am today. And I wouldn't continue to learn as I am every single day. So thank you so much. Thank you to my family, my friends, and everyone that's involved with my life and everything that I do in life. I greatly appreciate you guys. And I love you so much. To my wife, Berenice Volante. To my four kids, Derek, Bella, Jordan, Samantha, I love you guys so much. You are my backbone. To my dad, Silvio, to my mom, Gloria, I love you guys. Quan, thank you for opening your doors, as I say every single time, man, and allowing us to do our show here and continue to do what we do. We greatly appreciate you. But like I said, the year is over. So till next year, when we talk to you guys again, this has been the final show of this year, 2021. I am your host, Jose V, for ENB, Quan59, Joshua LaFon, Eric Navarro. This has been the final episode of Straight Bet Sports here from 2021 on Gorilla Cross Radio. We were out. Peace.